DukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Wait a minute.
Get the Sony W-Series Walkman.
You were rummaging through all my house for cables?
No, I went to your desk and saw a cable.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, but we're working now, so I think that was our problem the whole time, so hopefully the chatterbaiters are better.
Oh! Nick. That would explain a lot if you were uploading. Oh!
Nick, I pinky promise
interesting
to run every single 5K that you get puked to run.
You're not going to be running many 5Ks.
And it also has to be on Saturday because I work Friday and Sunday now.
Yeah, most 5Ks are Saturdays.
Right.
Most.
And I work, I get out of work between 10:30 at night and 2:30 in the morning. So that 8 or 9 o'clock 5K is going to suck ass pretty good.
I always get horrible sleep before a race.
Oh, yeah?
I usually race on about 1 hour sleep because I'm too nervous.
Are we recording now? Is this the break
yes.
show with Nick and Joe?
Well, now it is recording.
Oh, good.
But I don't really have break show content. Actually, I could check my notes.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
I have some content.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to explore Nick a little bit for the listeners.
No, like no.
A personality. This is good. It helps people connect with you.
Sure.
It expands your listenership. How come you don't talk to her on the show?
Because I don't understand references. So a lot of times when people are sitting around talking to each other, they go, oh, yeah, James Carradine. Is that a person?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. He's the greatest. Remember when he sang that song that was so cool about hanging himself? And I was like, no.
Do you know the specifics of him hanging himself?
I mean, yeah, everyone, it's level one. Like he was jerking off, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
I think it was unintentional, right?
Sure.
That's a thing, I think.
Oh, it is a thing.
I don't know from personal experience, of course, but I think that if you're being choked somehow and orgasming, that it's even better.
That's what they say. I mean, it must be real good.
Apparently, when you accidentally hang yourself.
Here's the things that must be super good.
Wasn't he wearing a dress, too?
I don't remember.
We might have to look that up.
Based on how risky they are, it must be jerking off while choking yourself.
At the top.
Smoking.
Next one down.
How good is smoking? It has to be great.
I think it's just addictive, right?
Everyone hates. Who wants to have smoke in their lungs? But then again, they're like, wow, this is pretty good.
Have you ever met someone who smokes that hasn't tried to quit?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I have not. And how many people?
I can only think of one right now.
Yeah, out of all the smokers.
The old director of that Cheshire TV, he's like, going to smoke. Even though maybe he did say he tried to quit. I don't know. But he never, it wasn't real. I mean, if he said it, it wasn't even close to being real.
At the point in my youth when I got exposed to cigarettes, because no one in my family smoked, cigarettes, alcohol, and weed, let's say those are probably like the first three, right? Everyone that was smoking weed was like, Joe, this is awesome. You got to try it. Everyone that was drinking was like, Joe, this is awesome. You got to try it.
Uh-huh.
And everyone that was smoking cigarettes was like, don't ever do this.
Sure. Yeah, so I'm dying over here.
Right, yeah.
Don't do it.
So I didn't.
Interesting.
So I don't think it's so awesome as it is just addictive. I think they just fucking smoke. All right, what's your content?
I don't have any content.
All right. Hey, you know what? I watched recently the video on Facebook of your Pork Fest second place rant.
Oh, yeah. We did a whole break show on that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did you? So now I've exposed myself as not quite have listening so much recently. You should do like some stand-up comedy. Do it. You've got material.
No.
You've thought about it.
Stand-up comedy is a real problem. The industry's not worth it, let's say.
What if you did it locally and won some shit and won $25?
Won some stuff? I mean, I don't know. I don't really care.
You do races, right? And you win $25 gift card to some shoe place where all the shoes are $125.
Yeah, well, that is true. I didn't buy any shoes there.
So you get a little bit tipsy. You go up on stage. You act like a jackass. And then you win $25.
Right.
And then you're good. What else are you going to do with a Friday?
I don't think most of these places are doing competitions.
Oh, really?
I think they're mostly doing just comedy. Hopefully people will come out and
Beers. They probably pay, right? Then
who pays? The club?
I would assume so.
Ooh, I think. Have you watched Mike Birbiglia's Sleepwalk With Me, I believe it is.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
About him trying to break into the comedy scene while simultaneously
trying himself
to
and jerking off.
Marry his ex or whatever. I don't know. Good movie.
Negative. Expand.
I think it's on Netflix.
How do you not have content for the break show with Nick and Joe?
I haven't been making a lot of notes recently, so this has been my lays.
You got the interweb on here?
I do have the internet.
Google News, Fox News. Let's talk Russians.
Well, here's the thing. We can't do the news because right after the break, we're going to be doing the news.
Fuck.
With Andrew. We're doing the news quiz. We have nine questions where we ask Andrew.
Oh, yes. And he,
how much he knows about the news.
Right. Can I get in on that?
So it's always Andrew versus the guest.
Fuck yeah. Oh, sweet.
But so how it goes is we...
Right.
Okay, we'll just explain it when we come back.
No, I've... Yes. I have not been listening lately. You know why I haven't been listening lately?
You've been running too much?
Yeah, unfortunately not. It's kind of weird, but during the summer, right, I drive with the window down. I prefer the window down over AC. And for whatever reason, when I drive with the window down, I don't like to listen to anything. And I only listen to you guys when I'm in the car. Your thoughts on that?
Well, how else would you listen? Do you have a job where you can podcast it up in your earbuds?
Nope.
Okay. So that is a problem. I used to work in shipping and receiving, and basically it was like I didn't have to pay attention. I just had to process packages for X hours a day, right?
Yep.
I listened to so many podcasts back then. Now, I can't because I'm focusing on other stuff. Like, I have to use my brain at my job.
Stupid.
And it freaking sucks. I really wish I was a press operator again, where you don't have to worry about anything.
Now that's kind of the job I've moved to. Yeah. Way less thinking. Love it.
Now I'm writing CAPAs for people who are starting to sue us. It's crazy. You know what a CAPA is? Corrective action.
Nope.
Yeah. Like, you fucked up. Give me a CAPA.
Who's threatening to sue you?
That's a word we use.
So I still don't understand
what it is. Between us quality people, we threaten each other with CAPAs?
I still don't understand what it is.
You still don't understand what it is?
That's correct.
Oh, so you fuck up a part, right, and you send it to your customer. And your customer says, this part's messed up. It doesn't follow our specs. And you go, oh, sorry. And they go, well, I'm going to need a CAPA out of you, which means you've done an analysis and you've found the root cause and you've implemented a corrective action or a preventative action, which is what CAPA stands for, C-A-P-A.
Okay, got it.
And then you send that report to them.
Got it.
And they put it with their quality system so that when they get ISO audited, the ISO auditor goes, are you requesting CAPAs from your suppliers? And you go, yes, we're requesting CAPAs from our suppliers.
Gotcha.
It's freaking stupid.
So they do it to prove that they can keep ordering from you. Or they do it so that the ISO auditor doesn't fuck them over.
It's like 75-25. It's mostly ISO.
Yes.
No one cares to do anything unless ISO says to do it.
Right. All right, you know what we should do? On the break show with Nick and Joe, we should spin the wheel.
Okay.
And then what?
And then someone will take a shot, and then we'll sit here.
I mean, I enjoy the wheel. It's just like, what are we doing?
In complete silence while the wheel spins.
All right, ready?
I mean, also, no, Joe should spin the wheel.
Okay,
I mean,
Joe,
I've been doing everyone, but.
So do you go with it? What? How does it work?
You guys have to go against it.
Wait, how many people here have been to Vegas? Raise your hand.
Me. Puke.
No?
Not
you go with it or against it?
Against it.
Okay.
I played roulette in Vegas last time I was there.
I'm against it.
All right, someone else spin it. I'll roll.
Okay, I'll spin.
Bam, bam.
Well, it's supposed to go around the outside ring a couple times before it hits the wheel, but good enough. Oh, don't talk.
I get it.
What is it? Does that say 14?
God damn it.
That's Joe.
God damn
it. Well, you weren't drinking during the game, other than your beers, which you're halfway through.
You've got like...
Hand me that shitty whiskey. Is there better whiskey in this room right now?
Not in the room.
All right. I won't get up and leave.
You know, Tom did yell at me a couple weeks ago for having Jack Daniels.
It is the lowest form of whiskey.
Really?
Oh, no way. There's got to be cheaper whiskey.
There is cheaper ones. But
yeah.
So Jack Daniels is like the Budweiser?
He said Evan Williams is better because Jack Daniels used to be like 40-something point something percent, and now it's down to 40 or some shit. So they just watered it down.
What, they lose a point?
And after he said that, it kind of did ruin it for me.
40%. 80 proof. Silence.
Shh.
I'm sipping this.
So coming back, Joe still wants to talk about chickens. Hang on.
Chickens. I want to talk about a YouTube video, too.
I just want to... Oh, okay. So Joe wants to talk about chickens and his YouTube video. Do we want to do that, or do we want to do news quiz directly after the break?
No, let's do the news quiz a little bit after we talk about some other stuff, just to get our minds a little more...
Okay.
You know, focused.
Okay, you tell me.
So when we come back, let's talk about Joe's stuff.
Okay.
And then I want to get into a couple of my stories.
Okay.
Wait, Nick, how did you message me?
I didn't message you at all because you said you couldn't play anything. So it doesn't matter.
Well, I can play stuff. It just won't show up on the record.
That's the same as it not existing.
Dagnabbit.
If you run and it doesn't get logged to Facebook, does it count?
I could be a backpack while you run.
Seagulls?
Run, stop it run, now.
Jump. I could be a backpack while you run.
This is why Nick doesn't talk during the show. He doesn't understand references.
I know what seagulls
is. He knows what the seagulls is.
I know what very few things are.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was an awful sentence.
I know what grammar are.
In?
Hold on. Nick. Okay.
Sorry.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, in five.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.